Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting 7th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Knickerbocker reaches third base with a triple. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Pennock moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pennock scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Com reaches second base with a double. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Com scores. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Com moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Pearson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Com scores. Pearson scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Averill reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. It's 12-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 13-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. Cook moves to second. It's 14-3, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-3, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pearson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 17-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4 for 5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 18-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Knickerbocker trying to get to home. Larry throws to Farrell, who tags Knickerbocker for the out. Averill moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordy Hinkle pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 18, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.